Hey, Internet, it's your pal Glenn. Surprise, we're booting this episode out a day early to make sure that everybody knows that tomorrow, September 14th, we will be doing Improvised Wikipedia live at the Baltimore Podcast Festival. We are at the Crown at 6:30 p.m. It is a free show, so you can come out, you can catch us, and there's some other great podcasts happening. The show starts at 6:30. We're on at 7:45, but I think it's more of like a you come and watch the block of them. It's free, so come on down to Baltimore, to Charm City. You know you love it. Come eat a crab.
Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my buddy, John Lunger.
I'm here with my buddy, Glenn Tickle.
I realized we normally said friend, so I wanted to mix it up.
Oh, no, I was
not like, you didn't get, like, demoted.
Oh, no, it's interesting that you think buddy is a demotion from friend.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If we had to do like a hierarchy.
Yeah. I mean, buddy sometimes has this like passive aggressive connotation attached
yeah,
to
buddy,
it.
Yeah, buddy.
Like, hey, buddy.
Yeah. That's one of the things you use if you don't know somebody's name.
Mm-hmm. Like chief, boss.
Or you do like the way you just use it. Like you use it to like assert a weird power over them by calling someone buddy. It's like very diminutive. Our friend Andy Malfarina does a great bit about the difference between being called sir and buddy, because he's always been a buddy his whole life, he says. And
you know, our friend Kirk Griffiths does a great bit about how the only people that have a hard time being called a bozo are bozos.
It's true. Kirk Griffiths is genius.
Yeah.
Go to Conversation Club Friday nights once a month. It steals, I forget which Friday.
It's a very good show. Not good enough for Glenn to remember when it is, but it is very fun.
Anytime. I went to it the other night. I was on one. I went. It's very fun. Kirk Griffiths is a genius. Any chance you get to see him, go see him.
Yeah. But enough about other people. This
yeah,
is our
enough about
fucking
what geniuses
podcast.
Other people are. Yeah. We're geniuses. Oh, hierarchy of terms. So best friend, right?
Yep.
Up top, best friend.
Uh-huh.
Good friend. Friend. Pal. Chum.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy.
Okay.
Acquaintance.
Okay.
Stranger.
Danger.
Enemy. Ben Youngerman.
Right.
He's the bottom because he's the worst.
I have to cough. Hold on 1 second. Excuse me. I had something.
You just done it.
Nah. Well, you know, I was trying to be polite, right? I don't want
to. That will actually probably help in the edit.
You didn't. You demoted me to buddy at the top of this episode. I don't want to fall further down. I'm surprised you have pal so high. Because to me, pal also has like that. All right, pal.
It can, yeah. But like, it's also like, come on, be a pal.
Okay. All right. But this is the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast.
Sure
this is the podcast where, if it's your first time listening, what Glenn and I are doing is we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our heads in podcast form.
Yeah, because there's a lot of great podcasts out there that do research, and sure, we could join those ranks.
But they're doing such a good job.
Of the stuff you should knows, or the cabinets of curiosity, or the omnibuses of the world. But
they do such a wonderful job. We're filling the much-needed void of nonsense.
Did you ever listen to one of those shows and just thought, what if this show had less accurate statements, but delivered just as confidently by two real dinguses?
Well, then you're in the right
Boy,
place, pal.
Howdy, did you find the right show, chum?
So, if we're keeping score, I think we're all tied up. That's been a running theme for a while now. Like, no one has ever really been able to hold on to a lead.
We can't really get an edge on Wikipedia.
The highly scientific method of updating the post-it note next to the computer says that it's 6-6-2. Six all wins right. apiece and two ties. It's a big moment. I say that every time. It's not. It doesn't matter.
It isn't, and it doesn't matter. It does, I realized... as I was editing the air conditioning episode.
Love that frosty air.
Love that frosty air. Do you want to make Love That Frosty Air t-shirts?
Yes.
I had some design ideas. We can talk about it after
okay,
the show.
Okay, good.
We can't release things out of order. We are, because of the scoring.
Correct.
So, like, the week that it was, like, 105 degrees, we could have dropped air conditioning.
That would have been good for, like, a very specific group of people and living in a very specific area of the country.
Yeah, sure. But that area is 80% of our listeners.
Yeah, probably.
No, I mean, I have access to that information. It is. They all live in Bethlehem.
Yeah, look at that. What's up, Bethlehem?
Yeah, what's up? We have other listeners.
Yeah, what's up, other 20%?
What's up?
Love you, too.
Susie Buttress. How you doing?
Feels like a fake name, but I know it's somebody that's real.
Yeah, it's the host of the Casual Birder podcast, which keeps coming up on our show. On the first episode, it got brought up on the podcast episode. It got brought up on this one, which
we don't know what it is yet. We should get a topic.
I do. I put thing up for topics. We didn't get a lot because I only put it up as I got in my car to drive here. So
okay.
The people have not had a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what we're talking about today?
I don't. I can't see the screen.
Combination Taco Bell KFC franchises.
Combination Taco Bell KFC franchises. Wow. Yeah.
As suggested. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not KFC. I went back and looked at it. Combination Pizza Hut Taco Bell.
Okay, Pizza Hut Taco Bell franchises.
But I have seen the other way, and I know why. I know why I thought KFC was in the mix, because it is in the mix. They are all owned by the same company.
Yum Brands.
Yum Brands.
Yeah.
Which... trades on the New York Stock Exchange as Yum, Y-U-M. They're doing very well for themselves lately.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Because now that they've expanded into India and China, they're just blowing up.
There's a really great episode of... It's a Netflix documentary series called Ugly Delicious with Chef David Chang.
Yes. This has been suggested to me many times.
Very, very good watch. But they do... The fried chicken episode in particular is very, very highly recommended by me. You should give it a watch. But one of the things they bring up is like every single culture in the world has figured out that if you throw flour on chicken and put it in some hot fat for a long time, it comes out delicious. So yeah, I'm not surprised that KFC's cleaning up. In fact, they are, per that episode in Japan, that is the Christmas meal.
Yes, Christmas Eve, I believe.
Christmas Eve or Christmas, yeah.
I believe it's Christmas, but that is correct because of a weird marketing campaign.
Right.
When they first broke into the Japanese market, there was like this big, it was a big ad campaign. They're like, hey, this Christmas Eve, why not sit down with some Kentucky Fried Chicken and your family? And they're like, yeah, of course, we'll do that. And they, like, you have to make a reservation on KFC.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, like, you call ahead and, like, you go and, like, pick up an order the way... some places will do that for Thanksgiving. Like,
sure.
It's, I think, a little more high-end. It's more common for, like, a proper restaurant.
Yeah, no one's using OpenTable to go get a bucket of... original recipe.
Yeah, I mean, maybe somebody is, but like the for Japanese, Thanksgiving, apparently. Like you can, like, there's restaurants that'll like offer, you know, hey, we have 100 reservations available this year, right, for we'll make you a full Thanksgiving dinner. You just come pick it up. I've seen that a couple of places.
The more we talk about this, the more that I'm thinking, just for comparing this to actual Wikipedia, like, I don't think there's gonna be a Wikipedia page for that specific combination franchise. I think we need to do it on Yum Brands.
Yeah, I believe there will be
a subsection yeah,
because the combination is not uncommon.
No, I mean, it's a relatively new invention. I would say like mid 2000s is when they started jamming those things together.
Yeah. I went to Seton Hall University for the first semester of my college experience, which was 2001, and in the cafeteria, combination KFC Taco Bell.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of bad decisions being made.
I mean, that's true about a college campus, yeah, in general. I meant, let alone at a college campus cafeteria.
Sure. I just meant, I mean, I guess by the administration, I also meant by me specifically when I'm like, oh, what should I eat? Taco Bell again? Yeah, absolutely.
Well, now it's gotten to the point where that combination has just led to not only buckets of cash for the ownership of those brands, but also, like, you know, atrocities like, well, we got a KFC and a Taco Bell in the same place. Why don't we make a taco using fried chicken as the shell? Like, that's how that shit happened.
That's what I'm talking about. So Taco Bell and KFC in particular are known for, I guess the best way to describe them are food crimes, where they kind of compete with McDonald's and Burger King and other fast food chains, not necessarily in quality, but in sheer audacity.
Yeah, I mean, I think they would prefer the term innovation, but audacity is pretty good. When you said food crimes, I thought we were going to do a shout out to the fantastic Image comic book series Chew, which you should definitely read if you haven't read. Chew. So it takes place in a world where basically all of the superheroes are food related.
Okay.
And so there's a detective, the lead detective, John Chu, he has the unfortunate curse of powers of being able to tell like what happened to something before you eat it, right? So like he can like if he eats a chicken, he knows where that chicken came from in the whole life, right?
I'm not gonna read that comic.
So he's a detective.
I can't live with that.
So you know how he applied that to crime solving.
Did they steal that for iZombie?
No, I think it predates iZombie.
Okay.
But very good
no,
series.
No, I mean, did iZombie steal it from that?
Probably.
Because iZombie...
I mean, they're both Image comics, I think, right?
Yeah. Mm. iZombie, that's how... I didn't read the comic. I watched a couple episodes of the TV show, but she, like, eat a brain, and then she knows how that person died.
Yeah.
And then they, like, solve the mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like that comic would just make me too sad.
It's very funny. It's very good. It's very well done. Lighthearted. Not graphic at all, comparatively.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll talk, Glenn.
I think is like I don't. There's a great podcast called the Beef and Dairy Network that a lot of my friends really enjoy, and it's like a fake informational podcast for people in the beef and dairy industry. And I can't listen to it just because, like, as a vegetarian, it makes me too sad.
Right.
I listened to it a couple of times. I'm like, yeah, this is real funny, but like, also, all I'm thinking about is like slaughtered animals. So.
It's interesting too, because like, if you think about it, like, we kind of operate in that gray area in between fake informational podcasts and informational podcasts.
Well, I mean, boy howdy, we're trying. Like, we put some effort into whether or not they're actual facts is you know. Not they're not.
Yeah, we have a modicum of effort involved.
Sometimes we know things. Like, did you know that the Doritos Locos Tacos basically saved Taco Bell and Yum Brands?
I didn't know that, but it makes sense.
They weren't doing as great, and then that thing blew up.
Right.
Because
it makes sense. It makes all the sense in the world.
It's such a genius move.
I've not actually eaten one of them, but I'm told that the thing that would make them better is if they actually tasted a little bit more like Doritos. They kind of skimp on the... on the Doritos flavoring on those shells.
Oh, do they?
I mean, I don't know. That's what I've heard.
Well, one thing I do, I know I said mean things so far, but I do genuinely enjoy Taco Bell. I know people dump on it pretty hard. One thing I like in particular is that as a vegetarian, they will replace the meat in anything they make with black beans if you ask them.
Oh.
You can be like, oh, let me get a Doritos Locos Taco, but with black beans instead of the meat. And they're like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's just a different from what vat they're scooping from. Glenn.
Yeah, that makes no difference to them. But yeah, but they don't. It's, I think they will. I think it's an option to make things like full vegan if you ask them to.
Oh wow,
I'm not that, so I don't worry about it.
Hmm. You know, to bring this back to honor the suggestion offered by our acquaintance.
Oh, our acquaintance. I don't remember if I said it was Mike Fortino.
Yeah, well, so to bring it back to Mike's
former
kind
writer
of,
on Pretending to Be on Television with Glenn Tickle here at Steel Stacks.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Oh, what a magical time 2011 was. Hey, so to bring it back to Mike's original suggestion, these combinations, you had one at Seton Hall University. I think university cafeteria is probably one of the first places you saw them. I think the idea, however, might have come from rest stops on the Jersey Turnpike.
Yep, I've seen them at rest stops as well.
Right, but like even like before they were like combos, you just have, they crammed like five.
Oh, sure, like Yum Brands would get the contract.
Right, and then they're like, what if we could serve all of this food out of one location by using our tools to kind of overlap and save some money on rent?
A lot of times, like, highway rest stop restaurants are essentially combinations of whatever's in there. Like, it's the same staff working. It's not like there's... You can buy Burger King items, but, like, that's the same crew that's making, like, Arthur Treacher's fish and chips. Like, it's just... You work
at that. Not familiar with that brand.
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's
fish
like
and
a,
chips.
It's kind of like a Long John Silver.
Mm-hmm. But the fictional character's name is Arthur Treacher.
Yeah. He, I think, is a real guy.
Hmm.
I want to say he's some kind of British comedy man.
Interesting. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
As we go back to that, because that's your favorite of all of these Yum! Brands, I think, right? So,
that's my favorite. That's my go-to fast food brand.
Yeah, I mean, and to throw it back to that Ugly Delicious show, the taco episode, amazing, right? There's a lot.
I'm making tacos tomorrow night. I'm nice. So hyped.
Nice. These Americanized tacos that we have, though, the idea of these, like, corn tortillas and, like, crunchy corn tortillas, ground beef, lettuce, cheddar cheese, right, came from a Southern California restaurant. Mm-hmm. I forget the name of it, but watch the taco episode of Ugly Delicious. You can see it, right? And it was a Mexican immigrant family that was, you know, trying to make the food that they loved, make food that they could sell using the ingredients that they had available to them. So, like, obviously, fucking cheddar cheese and iceberg lettuce, not something that you would normally find in a taco. They made it work. Mr. Bell, literally his name.
Yep.
Mr. Bell ate at this restaurant, became obsessed with it, basically stole the recipe from them to... Because he was, like, right down the street from McDonald's. He was originally going to do hamburgers. And he's like, well, fuck, I can't do that now. They're doing that so well. All right, I'll get rich on tacos. And that's what happened.
Yeah. That is what happened.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it?
It's great when we know things.
Yeah, we almost don't know what to say.
Good for us, right? Like, that's just facts. I don't have a fun comment. That's how it went down. Yes, but...
And we do a really nice job of citing our sources, so take that, real Wikipedia.
Yeah, we do. We do do pretty good of like, oh, this is why I know this thing. But yeah,
this is the toot our own horn episode.
So food crimes that have been committed by Yum! Brands. We have, of course, the naked chicken chalupa.
Naked chicken
chalupa.
That's
the one where the chicken is the shell.
I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back to what I think is the original, like the godfather of food atrocities committed by Yum! Brands. I think it's Pizza Hut, and I think it's stuffed crust pizza. I think that's the beginning of how do we make food gimmicks.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time thinking of an earlier one. Because that was
huge. The campaign for that, where you were supposed to hold it and eat it backwards.
Eat it backwards, which my Uncle Joey would do.
And it's so stupid.
He was at our house, and we ordered it, and it was like prime. This is a new thing. Let's try it.
Right.
And he ate it backwards, and we're like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Well, it says on the commercial, eat it backwards." We're like, "Get out of our house."
And he hasn't been invited back since.
Spoken to my uncle since.
The Pizza Hut stuffed crust pizza, easily the very first food atrocity that they're like, yo, if we tinker with stuff, this is going to lead to some boku bucks.
And it did. I remember it's still, you can still get it. So that's an indicator that, you know, it's worth keeping around. They've tried other things
like hot dog crust.
Hot dog crust.
Yeah, that's new.
Which, even before I stopped eating meat, I do not care for hot dogs.
No?
No, thank you.
I like a good hot dog, but like the scale of good hot dog to just garbage is so... It's such a slim line that it's not worth the chance.
As a wee boy, my mother would make SpaghettiOs and she would put hot dogs in it, and mm-hmm. but she would cut them to look like Pac-Man.
Oh.
I was on board with that. Because that you can get me to eat just about anything if it's got... Like a fun marketing tie-in.
Okay, all right.
Because I'm easily sold, I think is what it is. But, like...
Let me defend hot dogs right now. Hot dogs in stuff, right? So, like, you did it in SpaghettiOs, that's fine, right? Like, one of the trashier things that I absolutely love is hot dogs in mac and cheese.
Okay.
Oh, so good.
Do you cut them up to look like Pac-Man?
I'm going to now.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was an option until this moment.
Yeah, no, slice the one...
It's not hard to figure out how to do, Glenn. I just never thought of it. You don't need to explain that.
I just want
to
make sure. I will also defend hot dogs in that... very easy to replicate for vegetarians. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. It's probably the closest thing. It's been a while, but I would say like a bad regular hot dog to a pretty good vegetarian hot dog. Like, most people aren't gonna know the difference.
Probably not.
Like, maybe like a really, if there's like a good high end hot dog, which I don't know really exists.
I'm sure. Like, there's a high end.
If
everything.
You're like a hot dog connoisseur, if you're like a hot dog sommelier, you might be like, yeah, this is mostly soy. I know what this is. But I know in Canada, like Toronto and stuff, hot dog carts on street corners, you mm-hmm. can get a vegetarian hot dog at nice. Almost any of them, which I would love if it was an option here.
Yeah.
Because I like garbage food.
It's true.
A lot of people are vegetarians for health reasons. Not this boy. No, no, no. I love Taco Bell. Like, just throw black beans and then also throw like
black beans and cheese and you're good.
Black beans and cheese and some kind of tortilla and then just ruin me, Mr. Bell.
Ruin me, Mr. Bell. New t-shirt. New t-shirt idea. Forget love that frosty.
So, but we got to go to the history. When did Yum Brands start? It was started. Did 2000s? They acquire? Was it Bell who started it? Well, or did they acquire Taco Bell
late? I know they acquired a bunch of stuff late.
Yeah.
I think Pizza Hut might have been the original jam. And then they like piece stuff together. I think we need to figure out.
We got to figure out
like what are the brands really quick. We know it's Pizza Hut, KFC, Taco Bell.
Sure.
What else is a Yum brand? I think they're affiliated with Pepsi somehow, but they're not. They're not owned by Pepsi.
I think they're just
they have friends. They're pals.
Yeah.
No, they're friends. You're right. They're on the upper scale. Of
like
that.
If you go into a Taco Bell, and you're like, "Can I get a Diet Coke?" The biggest Diet Pepsi, okay? And you say, "Well, no, that's disgusting."
Yeah. You're like, "No, never has anyone said yes."
Yeah.
But I will take it because I want something that's brown, bubbly, and caffeinated.
Do they have like
A&W? You know, like there's A&W like fast food joints that are actually pretty good. And I feel like they're paired up with KFC sometimes, so that I think A&W is in there.
Well, we know what KFC stands for, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Mm-hmm. They changed it to dissociate the negative connotation of fried food. What's A&W stand for?
All right, Glenn made himself laugh again. So that means it's my job to narrate what's going on. He's draped over two chairs. His legs are up, wearing sandals, headphones, microphone, wearing a white linen shirt. And now he's trying to like cover up his mouth with his hand, rubbing his eyes a little bit. He's definitely like, it's a shade of like dark pink, right? Like... It's not quite red. It's not quite like hot pink. It's more like that pink that you see as like the gradient of a sunset. It's really beautiful. Glenn looks just beautiful right now.
Thank you.
You back, boy? So I could tell through his wheezing Scooby-Doo voice, he thinks that A&W stands for asses and wieners. And that's what you get when you listen to this show. That is the highbrow educational content that we bring week after week. You okay, buddy?
I thought I could say it.
You thought you could say it, but you can't. He's now crying. And he's holding like, you know how you like hold your eyes and like try to pinch like your nose so you stop crying, like when you're chopping onions? That's what he's doing.
I was gonna try again and I don't think I can do it.
Okay. He's taking a big sip. He's calming down. Although I wouldn't recommend trying to drink right now, Glenn. You're having a hard time. He's coughing. All right, here we go. Gonna bring it back in. You can lose all this in post. It's fine.
Asses and wieners.
He did it. He did it. All
right. Really? That's a rally there.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I think that's it for our Yum Brand page. We're running out of time. We got to bring up the actual page. I'm going to see if there is a page right now. But while we do, we have to take a minute to...
I do believe the exclamation point is part of it.
Yes, it, yeah.
It's wholeheartedly. YUM. Exclamation point!
It's true. Which brings us to our weekly sponsor. Glenn, who's our sponsor for this week's episode?
Exclamation points!
Exclamation points! Are you a millennial? Do you need to end a sentence but don't think periods are appropriate? Try an exclamation point.
Are you writing words but want it to feel like you're yelling? Try exclamation points.
Are you the Riddler and you're tired of question marks? Try exclamation points. Use promo code ImprovWikiPod at checkout for 10% off. All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right. From the Wikipedia page on Yum! Exclamation point brands. You were right there, so... It is, in fact, an exclamation point. Yum, or formerly Tricon Global Restaurants Incorporated, is a...
Yeah, good name change, guys.
Yeah. They're an American fast food company, a Fortune 500 corporation. Yum operates the brands Taco Bell, KFC, Pizza Hut, and Wing Street worldwide, except in China, where all of the brands are operated by a separate company known as Yum China. Prior to 2011, Yum also owned Long John Silver's and A&W restaurants. Look at that.
Hey, they did own Asses and Wieners.
They did. They're based in Louisville, Kentucky, and they're the one of the world's largest fast food restaurant companies in terms of system units. I don't know.
Gotta get them units.
Yeah, get the systematic units in particular. They've got 45,084 restaurants.
Damn, girl.
It feels very specific and probably outdated, right? Because one of them has opened or closed since the last time this was edited.
Do you think it's like to keep the systematic units the same whenever one opens, they kill a franchise owner?
I actually think it's more like a Hydra if like one closes to take its place. Because they just, that's why they open up those combo ones, right? Like, so if a KFC closes, a Pizza Hut, Taco Bell opens in its place.
What do you think the best, you know how you'll see every like 6 months, they'll be like, oh, secret menu hacks, where it's just like obvious thing, like, just ask them, like Taco Bell, like, just ask them to put black beans instead of meat in your thing. That's not a secret. That's
right,
just
right.
A thing, like, it's a nice thing that they do for chubby boys who don't want to eat meat.
Yeah.
What do you think's the best thing you can make at any Yum! Brand combination? Like a thing from KFC and a thing from Taco Bell. Or a Taco Bell thing and a Pizza Hut
thing. I'm legitimately surprised they haven't pushed down like an official Taco Bell Pizza Hut pizza. Because like there are a lot of pizza places that will make a taco pizza with like meat and stuff like
There's
that.
The Mexican pizza was I don't know if it's still offered, but I remember it.
But like why wouldn't Pizza Hut do you know what I mean? Like that would be time. That'd be pretty great, right? Mash
like
that up.
Pizza Hut with like taco stuff on it?
You like Taco Bell stuff on it in particular. Yeah.
What if they did pizza with crumbled up Doritos Locos Tacos? Like just you make the taco, squish it up so it's all of it. On there, probably the lettuce would be bad.
Yeah, you know what? I've had one at a local pizzeria that has lettuce on it, but they put the lettuce on after it comes out of the oven.
Get out of here. Lettuce.
It's not bad. It lettuce does add bad. Something to it.
Lettuce can fuck right off.
Yeah, I mean, it's cell wall and water. It really doesn't have any nutritional value.
Get the fuck out of here, lettuce.
I don't know. Shredded lettuce is sort of like the confetti of salads, right?
Yeah. I got no patience for you, shredded lettuce. Sometimes you can use lettuce instead of like a tortilla.
Oh my gosh,
like a wrap. Yeah. I guess I'm on board with that.
Heck yeah, man. That's some good stuff. Cabbage is great for that too because it's a little bit, it's a lot.
And it makes your farts worse.
Yeah, it's structurally more strong.
More rigid.
And it makes your farts way worse, which is, you know, a way to really spice up your love life.
Yeah.
All right, the history section here. Tricon Global Restaurants.
Isn't that Raven's dad?
What?
The Teen Titan Raven?
Tricon?
Tricon, isn't that her demon father?
It might be. It's something close to that, at the very least. Feels like another episode, though.
Is Yum Brands run by a demon monster?
It might be owned by Detective Comics.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Okay, so Yum was created on May 30th, 1997, as Tricon Global Restaurants. And they I was right. They were from Pepsi's fast food division as the parent corporation of KFC, Taco Hut, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell. So I was right. That's all that matters. All you need to know is I was right.
Yeah, that's the important
thing. They spun it out to be its own thing, and I was right. In 2000, they tested multi-branded locations. So 2000 is when they first started these mashups. They started with Long John Silver's and A&W's.
I would like a root beer float and some fish, please.
Oh, no, no, no. And some ass and wieners.
That's asses and wieners.
Okay, so then there's a lot of, you were right, they're on the New York Stock Exchange as Yum.
I think I used them in like a mock like stock trading thing in high school as like one of the stocks that I bought, which is why I remember that.
So 2002 actually is when co-branded locations pairing Pizza Hut with Pasta Bravo and Backyard Burgers and A&W. Blah, blah, blah.
Backyard Burgers is not a good brand name.
No, not really. Then there's a section on international stuff. This is really super boring. It's a pretty short Wikipedia page, too. They've got a list. They name the executives of the corporation. Here's their current portfolio. You ready?
Yeah.
KFC, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, Wing Street, which I always assumed was just a subset of Pizza Hut.
It was originally like the way they rolled it out was like, oh, Pizza Hut has wings now.
Yeah.
You can order Wing Street chicken wings and so at Pizza Hut. Hmm. And then it kind of took off. So they added a few some standalone locations. But it was like they introduced it within Pizza Hut.
Right. And so then they have a minority investor from Bon Shop, B-A-N-H, which makes me think they have Bon Mi restaurants somewhere, which would be amazing or potentially terrible. Probably more terrible than amazing. I don't know.
Bon Mi, but instead of that nice crispy bread, it's chicken.
So formerly, here's what was at one point part of Yum Brands, but is no longer Yum Brands. A&W Restaurants.
R.I.P.
D'Angelo Sandwich Shops. Never heard of it. Hot and Now. I mean, that's my personal brand.
That's the opposite of Backyard Burgers. That's a great brand name.
Long John Silver's. Pasta Bravo. Super Chicks. East Dawning, which was a Chinese brand that got spun off into Yum China. And Little Sheep, which also went to Yum China. I can click through on any of them if we want to know more, but that's the end of this Wikipedia page. Like
that's not very much.
We destroyed this.
I feel like, because I think we hit all the relative actual facts, right? We got most of their actual lineup.
I mean, the stuff that's not on there is like, the stuff that wasn't in ours is like their board of directors and their revenues.
Who
and like,
gives a shit?
Yeah, that's easily accessible to anyone. I feel like we
got to the heart of the matter with food crimes.
Yeah. I mean, this is easy. I'm just going to call it for us.
I don't think there's any.
It's not even close. Like, fuck you, Wikipedia page for Yum Brands.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. So that's it, dude. We won. That means we're winning 7-6-2.
Good. We crushed it.
We crushed it. Finally, we're gonna pull away. I have a feeling next week we're gonna have a lead for the first time. Extend a lead.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But we have to end this episode, and we do that every episode by coming up with a fake fact that if we were complete assholes, we would try to pass off as real on this Wikipedia page. We don't actually do it, but if we were going to do it, this is what it would be.
Do you think we don't do it just because we're lazy?
I know that's why we don't do it.
Like, I don't want to open another.
I only recently signed up for like an account on Wikipedia to try to do it, and then like I didn't want to learn their markup language, so I just stopped. I was like, whatever. At some point, I'll have a couple hours where I can figure this out.
What's a good one? I mean,
there's no mention of mashup menu items at all on here. Like innovation.
Oh, here's what we do. We lie about a secret menu item.
Oh, that's good. We just put a new heading of secret menus, and we say, because of the co-branded locations of multiple franchises, many secret menus exist, including, and then we come, what item would you want to list?
I think this would be fun. I know we don't actively encourage people to face Wikipedia pages.
But correct, but we can't stop them.
This
that's
would be a whole
works.
Big section that people can just add ridiculous.
Oh, that'd be great.
Things on. Not that we're saying you should, but
no,
like,
we can't.
If
say
there
that.
Was a subheading on the Yum Brands Wikipedia page about food items you can make by combining them at combination locations.
Yeah, I don't know. If for some reason that happens and we see them pop up, maybe we would read them on this podcast.
Like
it's all hypothetical though.
Like. Pizza burrito, where mm-hmm. it's a burrito, but instead of a tortilla, you use a whole pizza. the stuffed crust chicken sandwich, where you just mm-hmm. jam some cheese into the bread on the chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's no way they didn't try this. The Doritos Locos Double Down Sandwich. Which
were you bread fried chicken with Doritos
crumbs?
Bread fried
with Doritos crumbs.
That's great.
And then
idea.
Instead of bread, you just use that as the bread. Yeah,
just in case they didn't
cheese.
Try that. TM.
Yeah.
Come at us, Yum Brands.
I'm gonna get some seitan and some Doritos, and I'm gonna make this happen.
All right. Well, that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Reminder to subscribe and rate and do all those fun things that you're supposed to do at the end of podcasts to help us out because we would love to keep doing this forever.
Or else.
Yeah. Thanks, friends. Bye.
Bye.